This is regional news coverage from the KVIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Governor Jay Nixon delivered his annual State of the State address on Tuesday night. He touched briefly on the state budget and other issues while spending lots of time showcasing his administration's accomplishments and praising the values of Missouri citizens as he prepares for his re-election bid this fall. Marshall Griffin recaps the address from Jefferson City.
Nixon's budget for next year contains $508 million in cuts. They include nearly $192 million in reductions to Medicaid, a $106 million cut to higher education, restructuring $41 million worth of debt, and other cuts. Meanwhile, the governor is proposing a $5 million increase for K-12 schools.
For the past 3 years, even in challenging budget times, we've maintained level funding for our K-12 classrooms. This year, we're going to take the next step. The budget I present tonight provides record funding for our K-12 classrooms because it's the right thing to do.
The $5 million increase still falls short of fully funding the state's K-12 foundation formula. Nixon injected politics into his speech as well as he called on lawmakers to restore campaign contribution limits. That likely won't happen with a GOP top-heavy General Assembly. And the governor took a swipe at Republican leaders for not reforming the state's tax credit system.
Over the past 4 years, more than $2 billion in state tax credits have been redeemed. We all know that dollars spent on tax credits are dollars we can't invest in other critical priorities.
House and Senate Republicans were unable to compromise last year on the role tax credits should play in the state's economy, and there's no indication so far that they've budged this year. But they put up a united front last night as two high-ranking Republicans from each chamber delivered the GOP response to the Democratic governor's address. Kurt Schaefer of Columbia chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee. He took the governor to task over education funding.
Over the past 3 years, state funding for school districts and teachers has been slashed and underfunded by 7% or $232 million. And funding for Missouri's public higher education institutions and scholarships has been reduced by more than 14%.
House Majority Floor Leader Tim Jones criticized Nixon's handling of Missouri's economy. He accused the governor of, quote, not doing his homework prior to announcing incentives for a failed artificial sweetener plant in the town of Moberly.
The company went bankrupt and the city of Moberly was left with tens of millions of dollars of debt and zero new jobs. Instead of taking responsibility, Jay Nixon pointed fingers and even claimed he doesn't run his own department.
Other items in the governor's budget include the elimination of more than 800 state jobs, but the state workers who remain will be getting a 2% raise 1 year from now. Governor Nixon's entire spending plan for fiscal year 2013 comes in at just under $23 billion. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Higher education will bear the brunt of budget cuts in Governor Jay Nixon's state budget for next year, but there was no mention of the nearly $106 million proposed cut in the governor's State of the State address last night, as Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City.
Nixon instead touted his administration's tuition freeze in 2009 and 2010 for a surge in enrollment and pledged to provide stable funding for college scholarships. But he did mention the need to balance the state's higher education budget.
I'm calling on our colleges and universities to continue to look for more ways to cut overhead and administrative costs and run smarter, more efficient operations.
GOP leaders are criticizing Governor Nixon for the size of the proposed higher education cut and for not diverting more money to K-12 schools. They also accuse the governor of allowing Medicaid spending to skyrocket at the expense of education and other programs. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Analysis of last night's speech with legislators and journalists is on a special edition of KBIA's Intersection, which is now available on kbia.org. Missouri's public schools would be spared from cuts in basic state aid under a budget plan put forth by Governor Nixon. The governor proposed Tuesday to provide school districts with a slight increase of $5 million in basic state aid for the next school year. That would allow Nixon to tout school funding at a record high level. But the $3 billion in basic aid is still over $470 million less than what's been called for by the state's school funding formula. Given Missouri's budget troubles, some school officials had said they would be happy just to avoid getting cut in the 2013 budget. A proposed state constitutional amendment would prohibit tenure for Missouri teachers. The initiative was filed Tuesday with the Secretary of State's office and could appear before voters in November. Under the measure, school districts receiving public funding could not enter into new contracts with teachers for a term of more than 3 years. Schools would be barred from receiving public funding if seniority plays any role in determining whether to fire or promote teachers. Districts would be required to use local performance standards for employment decisions that consider student performance. Supporters say the measure would improve education, but a teachers' union says proposals should empower teachers and not undermine them. A state school board group says it supports replacing teacher tenure, but prefers statutory changes, not a constitutional amendment. Governor Nixon is also proposing a shrink to Missouri's workforce by several hundred people, but those who remain could get paid a little bit more. State Budget Director